Just come in, I'll go, come in, I'll go, I'll just touch my own home here.
They receive dry salad and fennel skin, brother.
That's good, it's coming from my own, but I got dry salmon and dry skin.
It went through the water and went home.
Let's go talk to the bishop, let's go talk to the bishop, let's go house.
That person said again.
Wacht op het telefoon, ik ga.
Let's follow them.
I walk and say, let's go talk to the bishop, man, it's the masaska.
We will follow them and take their women.
So we'll talk to the bishop, it's going to be such a week.
The wife of this man heard that.
Now we're talking about man, we're going to talk to the bishop.
They came home and declared.
We came up out to the bishop.
We were insulted. They told us that they would steal it. Then the one whose guardian spirit helped him. Was ashamed. He was ashamed. For 5 days he remained in bed. He did not eat.
And
his guilt was brother killed the salmon.
He said,
They called the old people and they came. They thought, and placed it in the middle of the house. When those stones were hot, they put them into that kettle. Then they put the salmon into the kettle bowl. They did not cut it. Two old men were standing close together. One nudged the other and said, why do they treat the salmon in this manner? Be quiet. Do not disturb our young men. You will learn in due time what they are going to do with this salmon. Now the salmon has been covered a long time. Then the mat was taken off. And he said to the people, we shall not eat this salmon. It will be taken out into the water. Then the old man who was standing close to the other and father one said, you hear that? You said before. Why did they treat the salmon in this way? Two youths took the kettle and carried it to the water. A fishing boat was launched. And the kettle was placed in it. Five men were in the canoe. They took the kettle and poured the salmon on the stone. And all of that into the water. They went ashore. He said to the boys, take young spruce trees. They took them and peeled off the bark. Then that man said, place one above and one below. The youth said so. When it grew dark, that man set the dip net. When it grew day, their canoes were full of salmon and fish. They threw their canoe quickly. He rubbed some green paint on his
hand
and mixed it with water. They paddled away from the shore. Then he poured his green paint into the water.
Let
us go, he said to his companion. They came home. The house of this man was full of dry sand. He always killed bears. One year he had set his traps as usual. He went to look at them. He saw that they had fallen in. He heard a woman crying in a trap. He reached her. He said, "Come here,
her
hand was caught in the trap. She was a pretty woman. Her hair was brown. Her feet and her hands were tattooed. He opened the trap and took her out. She said to him, you will excel all the people. You have caught me in your trap. You will be a great hunter. The boy said, I shall carry you to our town. He spoke this to the supernatural helper. I shall show you to the Indians. He carried her home. His relatives saw her in and all died. He also died. After many years, another boy saw her. He had no father. No mother. He was poor. He was a small boy. He said to him, when you have grown
pensarás. Has tenido que tell a canoe conditioning cocoa.
I did not tell a first in you.
Let me go pick up a bone again.
Come to show me.
Let me go make my snow to the flagster.
And behold, he showed me to his people.
Let me go make my canoe to the canoe and the telephone mask.
When you go out for
me, you smoke a thousand miles more.
Carry only a little stick in your hand.
Make a little bit of a dish to my stick of a little bit of a
and paint it.
Make a little bit of a dish.
The boy grew up and became a youth.
And Thomas Mann, the Chicago Harris, was the Chicago Thomas Mann.
Then he sang.
All day the singing of the hour.
The people helped him sing.
And the telephone company was asking me to be long and not have the singing.
An old man was brought there who came to listen.
And could reach the old man at the chapel with the local doctors at the Condex.
He had been a hunter.
Он казался кондуктором, он проклял меня на ночь.
He listened to the singing still.
Я был как кондуктором, я был кондуктором, я был кондуктором.
Он был кондуктором.
Я был кондуктором, я был кондуктором.
He saw a supernatural being.
Я был кондуктором, я был кондуктором, я был кондуктором.
He said the hunter spirit.
Я был кондуктором, я был кондуктором.
He sang 5 days.
The cedar
bark was
dyed yellow. And the skin of the paint.
A stick was painted red and given to him.
And the stick was painted red and given to him.
Then he went up the river.
He went a long distance.
He went a long distance.
He
sang. When he was going into the woods. Now he drove the elk toward the water. His relatives had remained in the town.
One of them said,
"We can't
Now,
whenever he went to Hanel, he carried only a stick and shards. As soon as an elk met him, it died. He was buried with all other hunters. When a man of one town likes the girl of another, his royalty take part of their property and go to buy her. They send messengers. The girl's royalty to keep the genitalia which has been sent to them. Now that girl's father divides the that property among his relatives. Now if her mother destroys to make themselves ready. They bring her to town, where the people live who have bought her. They bring the bride to the groom. When they had given a small amount only in payment, they add to that purchase by giving more money, more than
savior.
Now the amount is paid in
full.
The relatives of the girl stand outside. They put on their blankets and dance. They also sing. Now the men's relatives run to the other party and take off their blankets. This is done 3 or 4 times. Two or three blankets are laid down. The woman who carries her, receives the payment of Ben
Taylor.
When she lifts her load again, she receives blankets and payment. She lifts her load once more. She receives much property for carrying her on her back. At last, she puts her down on those blankets. Now the relatives of the girl bring her Ben
Taylor.
They are pouring over her head. Ben Taylor was also killed on the man's head by his relatives.